ABC Home Service. Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar.
The cobbler now must stick to his last.
While his mind is joy, if his hand is joy,
he'll never ask his day to close the gap or mend the tap. That man,
that man again.
Thank goodness this April foolery is over for another year. Now Mr. Handley can settle down to real hard work.
Ah, my dear Miss Hutchins. What, no welcoming style?
Oh, you gave me a shock, Sir Short. You see, I was expecting another.
Another? Why, I haven't given you one yet. Close your eyes. Here goes.
Oh, you naughty man. What a cheek you've got.
And what a kisser. Hello, folks. Hello, Sir Short. You're blushing like this new commercial petrol. What have you got? What do you want?
Mr. Henley, there's a grave feeling of unrest at the zoo.
Why, are the BBC going to stop the skunks from pong plugging?
No, Mr. Henley, you must prepare a plan to nationalize all the animals. We know you can talk to them as one of themselves.
Eh? How dare you? If we were broadcasting, I demand an apology.
Oh, no offense, Mr. Henley, no offense. Goodbye, and see you later.
Hotch, are you really in love with that long string of pink sealing wax?
Mr. Handley, stop talking nonsense. Why have you agreed to do this? You know nothing about animals.
Know nothing about animals? Me? The only man to breed a panteater?
A panteater?
Yes, it's a cross between a panther and an anteater. Lives on mothballs and zip fasteners.
You haven't the brains of a rabbit.
None of your old buck.
Don't!
You've been listening to this happy breed. Well, I better read up a bit about these animals. Hi, Atlas. Hand me down that boy's book of beasts, will you?
What, me? In my state of health?
Well, now. What's the matter now?
It's my stomach. You know I'm up against it all the time.
So is everybody else. Especially when they shake hands with you.
You know, it makes me feel despondent.
Oh?
I can't enter into things like other people.
I know. I saw two men trying to pry you into a phone box with a warm tablespoon.
Trouble is, I've had it on and off for 20 years.
On and off? Well, I've got a good thing there. I should stick to it.
I keep getting funny dreams at night.
Oh?
You know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week, I dreamt I was Boris Karloff.
What? You'll be all right now. They changed the program on Thursdays. Anything else?
Yes. I toss and turn all night, but I can't get to sleep.
Well, why don't you try counting millionaires going through the hoop? Now, go on, hop it.
Oh, dear.
You know, I once saw him in his nightshirt, and it looked exactly like a cricket team in a marquee. Well, now I'll go along to the zoo and interview the animals myself. Ah, what a glorious morning for breaking the skin on a burnt rice pudding. Look at that young fella pushing a baby's pram. I'll go and talk to him. That's a lovely baby you've got there, sir.
I know, she is rather cute, isn't she?
She certainly is. How old is she?
Just 6 months. What a handful.
Well, they always are at that age. Does she...
Yes, very often. Usually in the bath.
Well, it's probably the movement, you know. It often makes them cry like that. Has she got any teeth yet?
Oh, yes. Yeah, have a look.
Oh, rather. Two little beauties.
No, she's only got one.
Oh, that's right. The other's a bit of rust. You have to give her a wash every night?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. You see, my grandfather married again, and it's his baby.
Oh, well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I can't bath her.
She's my Auntie Mary! What a fussy man. Good heavens, there's an old man shaking his fist at the elephant on the savings poster. Why are you doing that, sir?
Why isn't the elephant pink?
Oh, it's the Colonel. Hello, Colonel. How are you? Well, you're looking a bit depressed. Have they nipped your drink in the budget?
Don't mention the budget to me, sir. It's scandalous putting down the price of unsweetened mineral water. Don't you think so, Willie?
I think it's a very good budget, Humphrey. It's time we exported more whiskey.
Humphrey? He's speaking lightly of the liquor we love. This is a bit of a blow to you, Colonel, isn't it?
It's a shocking business, sir. He's acting most strangely. He's just paid his water rate.
That's terrible. Before you know where you are, he'll be asking Lady Astor to come out on a cocoa crawl.
And what's more, sir, he's making frightful statements such as down with brewers, work more and drink less. It's anti-British, sir.
It suddenly is. He's going off his rocker. He's got a screw top loose. Have you given up going to parties, Willie?
Certainly not, Henley. There's nothing I enjoy more than a jolly innocent whist drive.
Jolly innocent whist drive by foot. The last one I went to was at the church hall. Oh, what a night we had. The sexton accused me of cheating, hit me on the head with his spade, turned the gas out and cleared the place with a stocking full of choir boys' conkers. Well, does Willie ever throw a party now?
He threw one last night, sir. It was a dreadful affair. The water flowed like wine.
I see. I suppose you felt like a fish out of whiskey. Well, tell me, how did you get on in this dry atmosphere?
I took the precaution to bring a bottle of rum, clearly labeled cold tea.
Well, didn't they smell it and throw you out?
You're right both times.
Well, this is shocking. We'll have to think of a cure for Willie, and it must be a quick one.
A quick one, sir. I don't mind if I do.
Goodbye, Mr. Henley. I'm very glad to have the pleasure of your company.
Good day, sir.
Well, this is a blow for the Colonel. Every time he wants a double, Willie now sees single. Poor old chap at his age, too. Well, well, here's a circus coming out of its winter quarters. And there's a clown conducting the band. Face seems familiar. Why, it's Ray Jenkins with a red nose. How are you, Ray?
Quite right, Henley. Quite right. Since I gave up drinking.
Here he is. The funniest conductor south of the Welsh Tweed. Well, what's the musical nonsense for today?
The Spaniard Who Blighted My Life, arranged by Bert Marlon. By the way, did you hear that one about the Spaniard?
Just a minute, Ray. Are you a member of the Comics Union?
No, indeed.
Well, just get on with your music and leave the gags to Murdoch and to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. Hello, who's that little girl chalking to herself on the wall?
What's she written? I love humbugs and Tommy Handley. Well, that's nice in a nasty sort of way. Hello, little girl.
My teacher says I mustn't speak to strange men. Hello.
Right, little Dolly Mixture. And what have you got in your satchel today, apart from half-done homework and half-suck sweets?
I've got some chips.
Oh, chips?
Would you like one?
Yes, please.
I bought them last night, but the paper burst.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's a very funny taste.
Oh, I forgot. I hadn't any ordinary salt, so I had to put on Epsom.
Do you mind if I talk about something else for a moment?
Would you like a nice half apple?
Oh.
I wanted a tree, so I planted it in my garden, but my doggy dug it up again.
Oh, yes, I can see his teeth marks.
No, those are mine.
Oh, I see. Well, how many people have an interest in this apple?
Oh, well, of course my baby brother had it first.
Well, don't tell me he dropped it into the gripe water. It's filthy now.
Oh, look, here's a marshmallow. It's a bit squashed.
I'll say it is. Looks like a mushroom that's been trodden on by a cow. Jimmy, what's that? What have you learnt during the holidays?
I've learned how to put a whole ice cream cone in my mouth at once. Oh, look, there's a man selling some.
All right, I'll get one for you. This is on me now. Two cornets, please, and top them up, will you? There you are. Now, let's see this cornet swallowing act of yours.
Okay. Oh, in my mouth at once.
What a performance. That's wonderful. Now, listen, Martha Ray. Don't you know it's very rude to talk with your mouth full?
Well, maybe he says I mustn't speak to gentlemen.
Well, what a sweet girl. Just look at her now, wiping her sticky fingers on that lady's mink coat. Oh, well, here's the zoo, so in I go.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Would you be interested in a nice elephant?
What do you take me for, another elephant? Go away, go away.
No, I meant, would you like a ride on one?
No, thank you. I'm only here to have a look round. Now, how do you find things in the animal kingdom?
Oh, very unsettled. Lightning striking the lizard out. Talk of revolution among the reptiles, all caused by the parrots.
Parrots?
Yes, someone's taught them a lot of slogans, sir.
Oh, I'll go in and have a look.
Oh, they're in here, sir. Elephant.
Do the keepers, keeper. No, we keep the keepers. Who pitched our peanuts?
Parrots of the world, unite.
Well, I don't know. What a lot of pretty polish. They've been listening to Moscow Radio. Oh, I say, there's a stork on one leg. No, it isn't. It's Hotch putting his shoe on. Hello, Harriet, my duck-billed platypus. I see you've got a camera with you. Will you let me take your photograph?
No, Thomas, really. Just let me powder myself.
Oh, it's not going to be that sort of photo. All I want you to do is to pose with the animals. Now, just hop in that cage with the turtle. And we call the picture Elsie and Doris Tortoise. Now, go in and make yourself comfortable.
Mr. Handley, how long have I got to sit next to this stupid animal?
Oh, not more than a few seconds. Now, just turn your head and gaze into its eyes. That's better. Lummy, it's disappeared into its shell. Well, it's not so stupid as you thought. Well, let's go on to the sea lions, eh? Well, what a lovely imitation of a studio audience. Now, come on, Hutch. Sit with one of them on your lap. That's the way. Now, I'll throw some fish. Are you ready, sea lion? One, two, three, go.
No!
Gosh, it's hit Hutch slap on the back of the neck. Now it's gone down her blouse.
Oh, Mr. Handley, I'm sick of this. Where's it going to stop?
Well, it depends what you've got on. Now? Don't move, Hutch, don't move. There, got it. Ah, there you are. What a fishy picture.
Well, ta-ta, I must run off and post it.
Where to?
The Sunday Piscatorial.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a... That was a shady deal, as the man said when he bought a pig under a tree. Now, where shall I go?
Excuse me, sir. Can you direct me to the Camel House?
Oh, hello, Colonel. Are you studying the drinking habits of the animals?
Yes, sir. It's most interesting.
They're no good to you, Colonel. All wild animals are teetotalers.
Are they? So that's what makes them wild. I'll see you later, sir.
Good heavens, he's going into the snake house. Well, that's very brave of him.
It's a lie. There can't be as many as that.
Well, that has upset him. He's thrown his fountain pen away to stop himself signing the pledge. Oh, well, now about my canvassing. Oh, I'll talk to that lady feeding the birds.
Down in the forest, something stirred. It was only the note of a bird.
Well, it was a very dud note, Mona.
Yes, sir. You see, I'm on sick leave.
Oh, you've left a job on the fairground.
Yes, sir, I had an accident.
Oh?
I was kneeling at the back of the shooting gallery, dusting the clay pipes, when a short-sighted old gent come up, put down a tenner, picked up a rifle, and before I could move, punctured me in four places.
Well, we ought to have waited till the grouse season opened. Well, what are you doing now?
Standing most of the time.
Oh, I see.
That's why I've took me present job.
Oh.
I'm in charge of a list at some broadcasting studios.
For the BBC?
Well, that's what the actors call it, going up to see the gentlemen about their money. But you should hear what they call it coming down.
But it must be fun meeting all the comics.
Oh, yes, sir. And there's one who tells a few jokes and sings a lot of songs in a very high voice.
Oh, who's that?
Well, I don't know his name, sir. But the others keep on looking into my lips and saying, "Is he gone?"
I wonder who it is. Well, with that voice of yours, you ought to try and have an audition.
Well, sir, I did get into the studio the other day. I was swept in by the mad rush of the wireless chorus. Before I knew where I was, we were singing, "Hey, ninny, nonny, nonny, no." And we just got to the ninny when a Mr. Leslie Woodgate stopped us and said, "Poor lover duck, some perisher's mucking up the old blinking cantata."
Well, what happened then?
He gave me a dirty look, pointed at me with his little stick and said, "Here you, off it back to Stamford Robinson."
Well, never mind, Mona. One day you'll be at Covent Garden.
Oh, I'll survive that, sir. It's been so flamboyant, it's preserved my equanimity.
Mona, what makes you use big words like that?
It comes natural to me now I'm working at the BBC. Goodbye.
Goodbye. She ought to listen to the variety orchestra in the tea break. She'd learn a few more words. Well, I was going to have a look at the hippo. Oh, I'll ask this girl and see if she knows. Pardon me, do you know where the gillypotamus is, miss?
The what?
The gillypotamus. It's a hippopotamus in a straw hat. Anyway, forget it. Now, why are you looking so sad?
Oh, it's Teresa. You see, the boy that I'm in love with loves Teresa.
Oh.
There are 60 minutes in every hour, and 24 hours in every day. And for every minute in every hour, something here inside me seems to say, why is he always yearning for Teresa, when I have charms and I have arms to love him so? Why does his heart keep burning for Teresa, when I'd give the world to have him for my beau? Whenever I am near him, my heart begins to dance, for he looks at me so tenderly, I think I stand a chance. Nevertheless, there's only one he dreams of, Teresa, Teresa, his love. Oh, talk about his claim to razor when anyone can see that I adore him so. Oh, how I hate to hear that name to razor. What is she that I have not? I'd like to know. I haven't found the answer, and chances are I might. If I knew the way to capture him, my future would be bright. Nevertheless, there's only one he dreams of. Dreams of? She's just a nightmare to me. Teresa. So that's what she calls her new look. Teresa. And that peculiar hairstyle, my dear. Teresa. Teresa hairstyle. I wish my name were Teresa.
Oh, well, now I'll start my investigations. I'll go into the monkey house and talk to them. Ah, there's the attendant. Pardon me, are your charges happy? Gosh, it's a gorilla in a keeper's hat. Now listen, General Marcos. What's the grub like here? Did you get a half day on Saturday? Well, have you caught any good fleas lately? Oh, this is hopeless. Like offering Mr. Churchill a seat on the coal board. Well, I think I'll take refuge in the insect house. Good heavens, a woman wearing a gauze balaclava and men's boots.
Ah, another enthusiast. Here one sees light as it should be lived. Look.
What a lot of insects in a glass case.
Yes, they're real bees.
They must be to be in there.
Just look at those busy little toilers.
Yes.
What an example to our working classes. Aren't they clever, rushing hither and thither?
They're dodging the foreman.
Not a moment wasted. Not a thing left undone.
Eh? What good eyes you've got, Grandma.
Young man.
Thank you.
You too could learn from the bees.
Me? Fancy me popping into a poppy, pinching the pollen and popping out again. Well, thank you, Mother Bee, or may I call you Mater Link? I've very much enjoyed your lecture, and now I'll try the aquarium. I'll get some peace there. Good heavens, there's the Colonel again. What are you doing in here, studying the octopus?
Yes, sir, with envy. Fancy being able to hold 9 glasses at once.
9 glasses? Well, an octopus only has 8 arms.
It's not a question of numbers, sir. It's a matter of principle. Farewell.
Gracious, the Colonel's disappeared up the chimney like the smoke from a schoolboy's cigarette. Everything's looking rather queer. Look, there's a cod in that tank reading a play by Noel Coward. He's coming towards me.
I say, I wish you wouldn't stare at me. It's infernally rude.
But are you Noel Coward?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm a fish.
Well, something's very wrong here. It's fantastic.
Merry goes. Merry goes.
What do you want her for?
She hasn't done her homework.
Everybody's going screwy. I think I'll have a lie down on the weasel's whatnot. No, I won't. I'll stay here. I feel so sleepy.
Wake up, sir. We're on our way.
Eh? What time is it?
This is the year 2048.
100 years on? Tell me, is Stuart MacPherson still messing up those questions? Well, what is this place?
This is the Manological Gardens. In the bad old days, you came to look at the animals. Now the animals come to look at you.
Eh? They can't see me like this. Where are my hairy tights?
Come with me. Look.
Gosh, bears walking arm in arm under the trees. And wallabies having tea under the elephants. Well, what a pretty sight.
Now let's show you around the cages.
But look, that one looks hardly human. It's more like an old vulture.
Mr. Handley, how dare you call me a vulture?
Good heavens, Hutch. You have gone bald. What have they called you? The Virago Hotchkissii. Fortunately, almost extinct. Well, well.
Come, follow, follow.
Well, what are those long white creatures with lovely soft eyes?
They are the last remaining specimens of the species Chorus girlii.
Chorus girlii?
This is my cage full of frivol. I'll go in and have a word with them.
Come, come. None of your nonsense. Remember what happened last time. Don't dilly-dally.
Charlie, come, come. I wonder what sort of an animal he's turned into.
Now, now, mind your own business. Don't be nosy. I might be a goat.
This is ridiculous. The next thing I know, that great fat lion will be turning somersaults.
What, me in my state of health?
Here he is again, the king of pest, with his tongue swinging in the breeze. Well, this is really beyond a joke. I don't mind telling you, I'm completely flabbergasted.
What's flabbergasted?
I'm a... What?
I said, what's flabbergasted?
You mean to stand there, a perfect example of Fribius Dicus genus Liverpoolicus, and say you don't know what flabbergasted means?
Never heard of it.
Well, I'll push over a cocky watchman's hut. You... Tell me. You know the zoo at Otterspool?
Yes.
Well, they had a flabber there. And it was always being gasted.
Is that a fact?
Well, my Auntie Emma said so. Didn't you ever see it?
No, my dad wouldn't take me.
Oh, why not?
Well, they suffered from the baboons.
Suffered from the baboons? What the old mother nobblet are you talking about?
Well, the baboons used to throw the nuts back at him.
Oh, why?
Well, he had sword whiskers and a blue chop lip.
Fancy that. Well, this is the most extraordinary thing that's ever happened to me. I wonder what time it is. I'll ask this kangaroo in the policeman's helmet. Excuse me, copperoo. I mean, kangamander. What time is it?
Time you woke up, copper.
Time you woke up, Mr. Handley. What do you mean by going to sleep in the aquarium?
Hutch, I think I must have had a sort of a Jotikamalakatats.
What's a Jotikamalakatats?
What? You don't know what a Jotikamalakatats is?
Never heard of it.
I'll be back.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley and ITMAR with Jack Train, Diana Morrison, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Guider, Joan Harbin, and Hattie Jakes. The singer was Lynn Joyce. The Augmented Variety Orchestra, Lido George Deason, conducted by Ray Jenkins. Script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.